With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump campaign won't be taking a break this week while Democrats hold their party convention. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will be busy going on offense every day this week as Democrats rally around Kamala Harris and Tim Walz here in Chicago. Battleground states will be the focus as the Republican presidential and vice presidential hopefuls will hold events in Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. The latest polls show Harris gaining ground in what is still an extremely close contest. Greg Cluxton, Chicago.
In Tel Aviv, Israel reportedly accepting a proposal to bridge differences that have been holding up the ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. The next important step is for Hamas to say yes. Also at SRNNews.com, National Hurricane Center lead meteorologist David Zielinski says Ernesto is bringing high surf and life-threatening rip currents to the U.S. East Coast.
Some of the biggest impacts for Ernesto are going to be continued swells and high surf. Even a storm that is out over the ocean can produce, if you're at the beach, life-threatening impacts in the form of rip currents. So we would certainly encourage anyone going to beaches, really anywhere along, for instance, the U.S. East Coast, to just pay attention to whatever flags are up, whatever lifeguards are saying, and stay out of the water if it's not safe.
Two Ohio men drowned off South Carolina's Hilton Head Island where rip current warnings were related to Hurricane Ernesto posted. Congo's health minister says the country will receive the first vaccine doses to address its mpox outbreak next week from the United States. This comes less than a week after mpox outbreaks in Africa were declared a global emergency by the WHO. This is SRN News. A popular evangelist issues an invitation. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Greg Laurie, host of the annual Harvest Crusade in California, says he's glad to hear that Elon Musk and Richard Dawkins consider themselves to be cultural Christians. So Laurie is inviting the tech billionaire and the prominent British atheist to take the next step and become real Christians. In a new video message, the pastor says, quote, I would encourage both of them and anybody else who identifies himself as a cultural Christian to come into a relationship with Christ himself, being a real Christian. That's the ultimate answer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa abortion providers opting to dismiss their lawsuit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed a new pro-life law to be enforced. The suit's dismissal comes weeks after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. A strong earthquake has struck along Russia's far eastern coast.
A powerful earthquake with a magnitude of 7.0 has struck in the Pacific off the far eastern coast of Russia near a major naval base. There are no early reports of damage or injuries, but Danila Chebrov, a branch director of the Geophysical Survey of Russian Academy of Sciences, spoke about the impact of the earthquake. The aftershock process will continue for quite a long time. In the coming days, we can expect quite strong distinct tremors in Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky with an intensity of up to 5 points. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
British tech giant Mike Lynch, his lawyer, and four other people are among those missing after their luxury superyacht sank during a freak storm off Sicily. Lynch's wife and 14 other people, though, did survive. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.